What's up, everybody? It's your boy, James Motivates, and this is the James Motivates Podcast. Appreciate you for donating your time to tune in and listen to some things I got to say. And we're just going to get straight to it. I'm not even going to bore you with a crazy long intro. I'm not going to bore you and talk about what the topic is going to be. We're going to just get straight into it. And what I want to talk about today is how your thoughts are nothing but thoughts until you make them a projection into the world. And what I mean by that, our worlds are nothing but a projection of our thoughts. The only things that we can't really control is when we're born and when we die. Everything in between that is a projection, or better yet, a reflection of our inner thoughts and our decisions and our actions. Because of all the social constructs that we've created as humans. Humans are the ones that created racism. Humans are the ones that have created evil. Humans are the ones that have created rich and poor, division, elimination and subtraction to a degree. Those are reflections of the decisions of our race, the human race. And the same way we have the power to create evil and bad is the same way we have the power to create positivity and good. We forget the power of choice. We often forget that we can change or take a step forward to our goals right now. Most people believe that their thoughts are just thoughts. I believe that the original World Wide Web is the universe. And when you have an idea and you let that idea sit in your mind and don't project it into the world, it stays in that World Wide Web, which is the universe. And when it stays there for too long, somebody picks up on it. It transfers to somebody else. It's almost like that moment when you realize that was my idea. It's that feeling. That is what I believe is the true World Wide Web. The idea that we're all interconnected. You ever had that feeling when you think of somebody and then boom, you see them or they call you or they text you? You're like, I was just thinking about you. It's real. Whatever you put into your mind, that's the first step of projecting something into the world, is putting it in your mind, thinking about it, manifesting it. This is why I believe, and what I also try to practice, is never chase your dreams, manifest them. Chasing, you'll be running forever. You got to manifest. Plan, prepare, execute, the real PPE. That's what's going to get you out of turmoil. That's what's going to get us out of turmoil. Plan, prepare, execute. With that kit right there, there's nothing that we can't attain. We have the ability to do whatever we want to do. And I know I've said this before in past podcasts, and I'm sorry if this is becoming repetitive, but I cannot stress this enough. Because of the structure of our world, we have a tendency to steer away from the two essential questions that need to be answered in life. Who am I? And why am I here? I believe answering those two questions is what life is supposed to be like. We as humans feel like life is long. A lot of us feel like living to 100 years old is a long time. However, in the grand scheme of things, 100 years is faster than a blink. Imagine if you internalized time, or imagine if we began to internalize our life on Earth as a blink. By the time you open and shut your eyes, it's a wrap. And you have to make the most of whatever millisecond that is. Because in the grand scheme of life, the grand scheme of time, we only have a millisecond. We must spend time on the things that really matter. And that is subject to change depending on who you talk to. You know what matters to you. I know what matters to me. I know I can easily be distracted from the things that matter the most. I've done it. I've been there. I'm doing it. But I'm trying to be more self-conscious of the decisions that I make. Not the big ones, like a big decision on what job you're going to go to next, or what school you may want to go to, or what movie you're going to go see, or the song that you're going to... Not those decisions like that. But I'm talking about the little decisions. The little decisions that you know are difficult, but also know that if they are done, it'll help you go forward. In a world where we're connected in so many different ways now, we can easily be distracted by the things that don't truly matter. So I want to close by saying, I want to reiterate, we are all interconnected, all of us, in this universe. Our minds are connected in some way, shape, or form. Your ideas travel within the universe, good or bad. We are all reflections of our decisions and our thoughts, good or bad. And that's not to say we're never going to make bad decisions. That's a part of life. We're supposed to, so that way we can learn. But now if you don't learn anything from it, that's when it becomes a problem. Also, life is fast. We have one blink here on Earth. Let's make the most of it. Let's take a few moments to reflect on answering those two essential questions. Who am I? And why am I here? This is your boy, James Motivates. Appreciate you guys stopping by, kicking it with me. Like, share, comment, save it. Let me know what you think. Shoot me a text. Give me a call. I love these conversations. This is your boy, James Motivates. It's the James Motivates Podcast. Appreciate y'all.